This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to the Miami Valley's home for Fox News.
And I'm Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News, where we tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
And I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, D.C. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Take Two Healthcare on an Ask the Experts weekend. I will be your host for today's show. My name is Dr. Natalie Yaley, and I'm a board-certified doctor of chiropractic as well as a certified clinical thermography technician. And we offer many services at Take Two Healthcare that include chiropractic, thermography, acupuncture, and of course, nutritional counseling. You can find out more information about our clinic, Take Two Healthcare, online at www.taketwohealthcare.com. That's with the number two. And you can also call us at 433-3241 if you have any specific questions you have about any services that we do offer. We are here live at the WHIO radio station here in Dayton across from the UD campus. And today we will be having a special guest with us here on the show. She has, given us the time out of her day to inspire a lot of the listeners here this morning. As you are all aware, that next month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we have been providing thermography services this month, this September, for 10% off to kind of get the word out, start promoting women to be proactive in their breast health and to start with least invasive procedures first before jumping into any medical procedures such as mammograms and other screening tools. So thermography, if you've never heard us talk about it here on the air, is a device that has been approved by the FDA since 1982 as a safe tool used to detect breast cancer. Now, it does not replace any other type of screening method, such as ultrasounds or mammograms or blood testing, but same goes vice versa. Those tests don't replace each other either. Remember, not one test is 100% accurate, and that's why we have our special guest here with us. Jackie, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Good. Well, thanks for joining us this morning. I'm very excited to have you on the show.
I appreciate the opportunity to share with the listeners my journey.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I tried to promote this as well as I could on Facebook and social media and things like that. But you were on the show about 2 years ago, or if not last year, also telling people a little bit about your story. So we're excited to catch up with you. So let's first start off with, you had originally come to the clinic in 2014 for a thermogram. So why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners what brought you to our office and what you expected out of it and go on from there.
Sure. I originally decided to get a thermogram because you had done a presentation at one of the La Leche League events, because the La Leche League is something that I'm affiliated with. I'm a leader helping other moms nursing. And hearing your story, I had never heard a thermogram at that time, and I thought, wow, that's really, I love the fact that it's proactive, it's non-invasive, it doesn't subject the body to radiation or compression. And at that point, that was very intriguing to me, and I had had a series of cysts and lumps that I continually had to have either a mammogram, a diagnostic mammogram, or come back for additional screening, like through an ultrasound for. So in 2014, when I had a lump that didn't seem to go away after several menstrual cycles, I really felt like, okay, it's time to really get this thermogram and get a more natural and alternative method to see what is actually going on, to get a different viewpoint. And I guess I expected from your presentation that there would be a bit more of an interactive result where I would actually be able to see more of the images and that we would have a discussion, which we did. And that was basically what I was seeking. I wanted to take more control over my own medical status as well as my own body at that time. And thermography was a great way for me to be able to do that.
Did you detect this lump?
I did.
Okay. So how long was it present?
It had always been on that side. It was always a little bit different than the other side. The doctors would tell me previously that because I had fibrocystic breasts and dense breasts, that it was, you know, kind of something that perhaps would come and go. And this time, though, it was it actually changed. It was bigger and it was not moving. Some of them would come and they would go, like they had said, but this one did not. It just seemed to even alter the actual image of and the contour of the breast itself.
Okay. So when you did your thermogram and you got your results back, that side of the breast came back showing a little bit more inflammation compared to the other side. What was going through your head? Was it something that you expected to see, or were you confused at all by some of the findings? Or go ahead and explain some of your feelings you had at the time, if you could remember.
Fear.
Yeah.
it was absolute terror, in fact. And ironically enough, you and I had met on Halloween, so it was like a worst nightmare for me. I think I was more stunned and shocked because I was the type of person who really cared about my diet. In fact, I ate kale before it was cool to do so.
Yeah.
And there was an element of disbelief, kind of like, wait, how could there possibly be something wrong with me? And
right.
I nursed all of my children and I took care of myself, so I thought, you know, I didn't think that there were other opportunities, you know, to take better care of myself. Now, of course, I have learned all of those, but
had you had a mammogram before the thermogram? Did you get a mammogram before you got the thermogram?
No, I did not. I actually am grateful that I got the thermogram first.
Okay. Yeah, just to let the listeners know, when you get a thermogram, each breast is graded on a scale from 1 to 5, 5 being the most severe. And just to let you know, I never see ones and rarely do I see twos. So I do actually see a lot of threes and fours even because of the toxic environment we live in. Now, a lot of that inflammation can be reduced by simple lifestyle changes and things like that. But I believe you were a TH5 on that side, correct?
Yes, I was.
Okay. All right. So then why don't you go ahead and tell us how you followed up with that?
Well, once I caught my breath, I decided that it was time for me to go back to my homeopathic doctor that had actually suggested or kind of affirmed my decision to do a thermogram. And we went over the images with her, and at that point she said, okay, let's go ahead. And she still didn't want me to get the mammogram. She suggested ultrasound because she too would prefer, you know, the less invasive and not subjecting me to radiation. So we got the ultrasound, and at that point it was considered to be quote unquote benign.
Okay.
And I, of course, was relieved, and she was disturbed by that and came back to me 3 weeks later and said, I really, as much as I can't believe I'm saying this, I want you to get a mammogram because I really think that it does require additional testing because the thermogram results really did show a lot of vascular activity right to that area where the lump was detected. So I did that, and initially I had passed the mammogram. And I argued with the technician because of having had the thermography. And the tech, thank God for her, because she went back to the radiologist. And they sent me home thinking that I was all good. And they talked, and he decided that because I did have the visible lump and because I was, I guess, making a lot of noise, that perhaps I did need additional testing, of which they then called me back and said, okay, we're going to have you go for an MRI. But they also said, we don't believe there's anything, quote unquote, suspicious. This is just to make sure that mm-hmm. you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the MRI, I had that done. And then several days later, I went to the hospital to pick up my results because my doctor's office hadn't gotten them. And it was a Friday, and there was no way I wanted to go through another weekend
right.
not knowing. And
right.
I went to the hospital rather cavalier, thinking that it was just going to be, nothing, and it's fine. And sure enough, the MRI had given me an also rating of 5, saying that it was very suggestive of malignancy.
Okay. Back to when you had seen your homeopathic doctor and you showed her the thermography results, was she pretty aware of what she was looking at? Was she pretty knowledgeable about it? Or?
She was, and I think that bothered her because she wanted to make sure that every stone was unturned, and she really said to me that her initial result in her mind was that I'd go for an ultrasound and they would send me for a biopsy. And
okay.
so when they came back saying it was benign, she was like, no, we got to figure this out.
So did they do a biopsy after the ultrasound or no?
They did not. It wasn't until after
the MRI.
The MRI.
Yeah. So, okay. So when they did the ultrasound, they just said it was benign by looking at the anatomical presentation.
Correct.
Okay.
They also said that when they did the ultrasound that no lymph nodes were involved, and I have since found out that a total of 9 had been involved, so.
Okay. Wow, okay. So, all right, so since you had gotten the MRI, what was their recommendation after you got the MRI? Results back.
Well, at that point, they wanted to do biopsies of both breasts because
okay.
there were questions on both sides, primarily on the left side, but then there were 2 spots on the right side that they wanted to do. And at that point, I decided I wanted to go to Columbus, and I wanted to go to OSU and see what the docs over there had to say. So I scheduled an appointment with a breast surgeon, and we took it from there. And at that point, he decided that he wasn't really that concerned with the right side. It was primarily that left side that bothered him more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And based on his imaging that they had done there, and they did take in consideration the thermogram results,
okay.
and they coordinated that in to do a biopsy.
Okay, very good. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what we just ended on, but we do have to cut to a quick, short little break here. I appreciate everyone tuning in. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley here on Take 2 Healthcare, your guide to better living. We'll be right back.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Whatever your nutrition, health, or performance goals are, Health Foods Unlimited is there for you. We have healthy solutions to meet your lifestyle needs with green foods, probiotics, enzymes, omega-3, and whole food-based supplements. Let Health Foods Unlimited keep your dog or cat healthy with holistic pet foods and supplements. Stop in for monthly savings going on now at Health Foods Unlimited. Located a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 till 9, Saturday, 10 till 6, and Sunday, noon till 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. Hot summer driving is here. Time for a vehicle that provides beauty, comfort, and efficiency on road trips, as well as shuttling youngsters to their events. You'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see them and discover their big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website at DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale's Chevrolet.
Best service, best products. Do it best.
Fall means it's time to rake leaves and clean out the gutters. Hi, this is Bud Zuff from North Dixie Do It Best Hardware. Come see us today. We have the rakes, tarps, blowers, and yard waste bags you need to get the job done in no time. And remember, fall is a great time to reseed and fertilize your lawn. We are stocked with every type of Scotts brand products to make your lawn healthy again. Come to North Dixie Do Best Hardware.
Did you know that next to lighting, paint color is the most important element in setting the mood of the room? If it's time to change your room color, use Do It Best, top quality, best look, paint and primer in one. It's a premium paint that offers excellent performance and is stain resistant. Best look paint and primer in one is available in thousands of colors. Visit the store that knows paint, your neighborhood Do It Best.
North Dixie Hardware, 9125 North Dixie Drive in North Dayton.
Gaming, a Buckeye in your pocket is lucky. Ooh, why am I yelling? Because our new Buckeyes are so lucky, this place is really buzzing. And with 1,600 gaming machines, sometimes you need to speak up. So put a Buckeye in your pocket and come see for yourself. We're just off I-75 at exit 29. Miami Valley Gaming, get ready to get lucky.
Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
Look at it.
What?
The Mega Meaterito. Hothead's Double Meat Burrito, created to satisfy me and those like me, the hungriest of meatitarians.
Oh, man.
Mega Meaterito is loaded with 2 times the meat. Then it's customized with my choice of 17 ingredients and 10 Hothead Burrito signature sauces.
You're drooling.
Mega Meaterito.
Mega Meaterito.
More meat than should be legal. Mega Meaterito. 2 times the meat at one awesome price. Hothead Burritos, bold and fresh, with more than the other guys.
Step back in time and into an 1850s brewery at the Carillon Brewing Company, owned and operated by Carillon Park. Feel the heat of the glowing charcoal fires under the large copper kettles. Enjoy the smell of freshly ground malted barley as the next batch's grain is milled. Have a conversation with brewers and taste history by the pint. There's also a full-service restaurant with an outdoor beer garden for a one-of-a-kind, family-friendly dining experience. Open daily, 9:30 to 10 p.m. More information at DaytonHistory.org.
Are you a former ITT Tech or Miami Jacobs student? If you've been displaced because of recent school closings, you can still finish your studies at Sinclair. Want to learn more? Join us at Panera Bread on Miller Lane this Tuesday from 10 to 1 or from 4 to 7. Speak one-on-one with our enrollment and financial aid team to discuss how you can complete your journey with Sinclair. Eligible students will also qualify for a $100 book scholarship. For more information, visit sinclair.edu/careertraining.
Cloudy skies, muggy today with scattered showers and storms. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
All right, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to better living. This is Dr. Natalie Yaley, and today we have a special guest with us here. She's on the phone, but she's sharing her story with us about how she was diagnosed with breast cancer and what she did about it. And I appreciate, Jackie, you taking the time to do this today, and especially with Breast Cancer Awareness Month right around the corner. You know, many women are out there getting their mammograms, but I also want them to know that there are other options too, and not just to rely on one test alone. And So we're going to come back here with your story now. You left off talking about the MRI that had detected the actual tumor, and they wanted to do biopsies on both sides. But did they end up just doing the one side?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, okay. So when you were recommended to go through with these biopsies, knowing your philosophy, you're a little bit more of a health advocate, a little bit more leaning towards homeopathic rather than the medical route. At that time, when you were diagnosed, what was going through your head? Was right away you wanted to go through with all of the medical recommendations, or were you scared about anything? Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you were feeling and what your thoughts were then?
Sure. As I said before, I was in shock. I was afraid. There were a ton of unanswered questions that were going through my head that sometimes, quite frankly, still do.
I bet, yeah.
And I think for me, I was wanting to know as much information as possible, and I think that's kind of what I do anyway. That's my nature. I don't necessarily make decisions quickly. I like to know as much about the decision that I'm going to make, so I didn't necessarily listen just to one breast surgeon's opinion. I actually got a second opinion, which was great because Riverside Hospital in Columbus offers a second opinion for free with all the different doctors, from the genetic counselors all the way to the oncologists and everyone in between. And I really wanted to think about it, pray about it, and determine what would be the best route for me to take, given what I knew from the pathology report.
Right. Okay. So you went ahead and did the biopsy there on the left side. After that, what was their recommendations, or what were their follow-up? What did they want you to do after that? Was there any chemotherapy or radiation recommended after that?
Well, actually, after the biopsy and the results that came in right Christmas week, I had the opportunity then to meet with a surgeon, and then his recommendation solely was to do a mastectomy due to the fact that the actual tumor was right behind the areola and nipple area, so there wasn't an opportunity to do any type of lumpectomy. To remove it would have to include removing the entire breast.
Okay.
And that's basically what I was trying to make my decision on. Did I want to just do a single mastectomy, or was I going to do a bilateral and having the other side be as a prophylactic measure? And of course, that was hard for me to decide, given the fact that I tend to be more holistic and more conservative, but knowing the fact that there was such a large tumor on that left side, I'm grateful that I went ahead and decided with the prophylactic one on the other side, since some of the cells in there, they were questionable, but they came out to be without any abnormal cells in them. So that was great.
Right. Okay. So it was more kind of due to the location of the actual tumor that more pushed you towards the mastectomy, because they couldn't do a lumpectomy, right?
Correct.
They couldn't. Would you have done a lumpectomy instead, you think? Or, I mean, I know that's hard to kind of go back and think about, but...
Yeah, that's really hard.
Yeah.
I probably would have, but now looking back, and then I just went to a doctor yesterday, and apparently she had an updated pathology report that I hadn't even seen, that 6 months after the mastectomy, they reissued a pathology report which changed several of the lymph nodes that they were removed. I only thought that I had 4 affected, and I found out that there was a total of 9. So knowing that... hindsight is always 20/20, but this time I made the right choice.
Oh, good, good. Yes, you never want to think back about that, you know. So, Jackie, I apologize. I'm going to have to put you on hold real quick, but we'll be right back here in about 5 minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. We'll be right back.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.